السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, and also later on we'll be having Radio Islam joining us. Nevertheless, this is again a majlis of zikr, and in all majalis of zikr I mention this, that the purpose of zikr is not just to say Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, or La ilaha illallah. It is not just taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and then engaging in those same sins and vices and evils that we engage in. The remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was for the purpose of establishing in our lives remembrance at all times. In our business houses, remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. We must not deal in anything that is haram. We must not hide any defect in any article. We must be honest, we must be truthful. Remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in our homes. We must not abuse the wife, the children. And if it's the wife, she must not abuse the husband. The fulfillment of the rights of the parents. Fulfillment of the rights of the neighbors. Remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala when a person is traveling out. At that time too, he must remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in fact, there's a need for remembrance in abundance at that time. Because when the person is out, he's going to be in the aeroplanes, and he's going to be in the hotel rooms, and he's going to be in other places of entertainment and holidaying. So at such a time, the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must be on the increase. Meaning the person must stay away from everything that is haram. It does not mean if the person is on a holiday, then he's on a holiday from everything. From deen also, from sharia also, from Quran and sunnah also. That's what our holidays have become now. So there's nothing wrong with the holiday, but the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has to be there also. Jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Wherever I stay, whether on the ground or in the air, everywhere my taqwa must remain salamat. The taqwa must not become affected. Fulfillment of Allah Ta'ala's ahkam, His orders, and restraining ourselves from that which is haram and forbidden, that is taqwa. So there is no chutti from that, there is no leave from that, there is no holiday from that. That we have to continue till our dying day. As I mentioned on Monday night, that people sometimes get tired. Say, up till when? How long must we continue? It's becoming very tiring. So if a person has got real ishq and muhabbat of someone, he doesn't get tired of meeting the beloved all the time. So if you got love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, ishq for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, love for the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then the person will not get tired. He will look forward to it. People who have a passion for something, then they don't look at sunshine, they don't look at rain, they don't look at wind, they don't look at cold, they don't look at summer, they don't look at winter, because they've got a passion. They explained many times that look at those people who are taking part in the marathon. Now they are going to run 84 kilometers, and sometimes it's extremely cold in the mornings, but they are hitting the road. And day and night their concern is how they can make it to the front line, how they can get some gold medal or silver medal. So in search of that gold medal and silver medal, they are unconcerned about the rain and the sun and the winter and the summer, nothing. Because they've got a passion for it. A person who's got a passion for climbing Mount Everest, and I always say people, many of them, they went to rest forever while trying to climb Mount Everest. But still they didn't stop those people who have a passion from still trying to reach the top. So passion makes a person do those things. So like that, when a person has got a passion for deen, then he looks for opportunities of doing those things which will bring him rewards from Allah Ta'ala. And what are these gold medals and silver medals? They will remain behind in this world. But if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give us gold medal or silver medal, then that will be permanent, everlasting. So Zikrullah majlis that we have, it has its own fragrance. Waaz and bayan is different. Majlis of tafsir of the Quran Sharif, it is different. Commentary of Hadith Sharif is different. Reading of Fazail is different. Everything has its own fragrance. If we have a qiraat jalsa now, the fragrance of that jalsa will be different. So when we talk about balanced diet these days, the talk is balanced diet. Throughout the world it's a multi-billion dollar industry. Different kinds of prescriptions for balanced diet. So in that balanced diet, what do they say? We must have all kinds of vitamins, minerals, this, that, everything. Such a long list. And some of them are hafizas of that. Especially the ladies. Proteins, carbohydrates, what we never heard of to what they know. So when it comes to balanced diet, they started off from vitamin A. They went on and on and on. And I think they've already reached vitamin Z by now. So in a balanced diet, we have everything. Like that, we have to have a balanced diet when it comes to our deen also. We must not say, I'm making namaz, so now what about all the other things? There's no need for it. I make very beautiful namaz. When I go into sajda, even Junaid Baghdadi, if he had to see my sajda, he will feel ashamed of his sajda. So now that is, we will say that the person excelled in one department. He makes namaz, very beautiful namaz. Somebody gives a lot of fasts. Someone gives a lot of charities. Someone makes umrah upon umrah, hajj upon hajj. So now all these things, we will say that the person is excelling in one department. There is a need for a balanced diet. Don't do too much of anything, no problem. But everything that is essential and necessary to keep the spirituality of the person alive is required. So amongst that is zikrullah. That we need zikrullah also with our namaz, with our roza, with our zakat, with our tilawat, with everything that we do. Because then the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala lights up. The fire of Allah ta'ala's love lights up with zikrullah. The person has to take his both palms and rub, then he feels a little heat. Somebody asked one, Allah wala, that how can you develop the love of Allah, how can you light up the love fire of Allah Ta'ala in the heart? So he said, rub the palms of your hands. So when he started rubbing the palms of his hands, he said, do you feel the heat? He said, yes. Now he said, go on rubbing. He said, no, now I'm feeling great amount of heat. So that's how it is, that go on taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the fire of Allah Ta'ala's love will light up. Then the person has to practice that zikrullah that he made in the masjid. Now he must carry it. He must translate it into action in the bazaars, in the marketplaces, in the school, in the colleges, in the universities, in the aeroplane, in the hotel rooms, in his business transactions, in his relationship with people. Everywhere now, that is where the qahir will be tested. In the masjid, it is not a place for test. The masjid is not a place for testing. It's just like the car, if it needs repairs, if the engine is damaged, then the repairs will take place in the garage. The repairs will take place in the garage. But the garage is not a place for testing that car, that how well it rides. A person can't sit in the garage and say, well, now that the car has been repaired here, let me put the accelerator flat down. And start the engine and put accelerator flat down. What's going to happen? He'll hit the wall. The testing of the car will be on the corrugated roads outside, highway, different kinds of roads. Then they will say, well, this car now is in good condition, roadworthy condition. So like that, our namaz, our zikr, our tilawat that we make in the masjid, it is for the development, it is for the improvement, it is for the repair of the spiritual engine. Then the testing will be in the home, the testing will be in the home, that how does this person now behave with his wife and his children? Is it a lion, a tiger, a cheetah, a scorpion, or what is he? Or is he a human being? The testing will be in the home, the testing will be in the bazaar, in the marketplaces, everywhere. That's where the testing will be. When the person is tempted with beautiful faces, at that time there will be a testing. When he's tempted with stealing, that time there will be a testing. When the person is tempted to commit fraud, there will be a testing. The person is tempted to commit zina, there will be a testing. He's tempted to take drugs, now that's the testing. To see whether that zikr, that tilawat, that ibadat, that Quran Sharif hifz that the person did, that hajj and umrahs that he did, now is that spiritual engine properly repaired or not? Is it in good condition or not? That is where the testing is going to be. So this majlis of zikr, I have repeated many times, it is not the end of all things. It is just to light up that love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts, the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To develop that love of Allah and His Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, we have this program. But after that, as I'm saying, that this testing is going to be in the outside world. But the noor and the barakat of it, if a person retains it in his heart, then it becomes easy to practice. Conscious awareness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at all times. So in tonight's majlis of zikr, sajde mein sar ho, chashm bhi yun ashkbar ho, rahmat ka teri sar pe mere aabshar ho, sajde mein sar ho, chashm bhi yun ashkbar ho, rahmat ka teri sar pe mere aabshar ho. My head must be in sajda, O my beloved Allah. My eyes must be tearing. And your rahmat must be pouring upon my head like how the waterfall. Millions and billions of liters of water falling from the top, from a height. In great volume, the water is coming down. Niagara Falls, Victoria Falls, look at the amount of water, from where is it coming? So it's like that, oh my Allah, I must be in sajda, because that's the closest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Namaz itself is mirajul mu'mini. It says, after that your rahmat must be pouring upon me, pouring upon me. Sajde mein sar ho, chashm bhi yun ashkbar ho, rahmat ka teri sar pe mere aabshar ho, ghalib na nafs par kabhi shahwat ki naar ho, ghalib na nafs par kabhi shahwat ki naar ho, dil mein na mere ghair ka koi bikhar ho, غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو, دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بخار ہو. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created passions in man. Sexual passion. If he had not created that, there would not have been a perpetuation of the human family. So Allah ta'ala created it with wisdom. But it must not become ghalib on the person. The person must not be overwhelmed by those passions. The person must not be controlled by those passions. Those passions must not ride over him. The person must ride the horse. The horse must not ride on him. So ghalib na nafsa par kabhi shahwat ki na raho. It's a fire which is burning and raging. And there is no lack of evidence in our society. All our newspapers, magazines, radio, television, anything that you look at, there's nothing but promotion of zina, adultery, fornication, music, all these type of haram. So this must not become overwhelming. Passions must remain at a level that is desired by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no question of engaging in those activities or those acts which Islam and Sharia considers as obscene, shameless, indecent, irrespective of how much the society may say that there is nothing wrong, nothing wrong. No matter how much the society says that you are behaving like a stupid or a fool, or you are living in some kind of camel age, as they call it, the person's passions must be under control. غالب ننفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو. It's a fire that burns sometimes the iman also of the person. It's a majlis of zikr, so we are discussing this issue. That it is a fire which burns up even the iman of a person. So where can the person's little bit of zikrullah and tilawat get saved? When these passions become overwhelming and overpowering, and they take full control and possession, and the person becomes like a bewitched person. When the person is under the possession, or if he is controlled by his passions, sexual passions, then after that sometimes he becomes like a bewitched person. We say that this person, he is bewitched. Some kind of seher has been done on him, magic has been done on him, witchcraft has been done on him. Now, how that person behaves, that is how this person behaves after that. Look at the murders, look at the killings, look at the triangles of love they call, and the squares of love, and I don't know how many different kinds of love they talk about. And look at all the problems that it's creating in our society. Young boys, young girls, in which direction they are going. So, غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نہ رہو. دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بھی خار ہو. In my heart there must be no thorn of anything that is غیر اللہ. Our love for anyone will be based on the love for Allah تبارک و تعالی and His Nabi علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. Allah تعالی says, love your parents, we love our parents. Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, love your children, we will love our children. Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, love your wives, we will love our wives. And whatever Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, we must not love, we must hate, we must detest, we must dislike, we must abhor, then that's what we are going to do. غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو. دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بھی خار ہو. Once غیرullah comes into the heart, then it is that thorn. Those thorns, like how it gets into somebody's body. Even if there's one thorn left in his feet, he will never feel comfortable. He will be restless. So he's making dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نہ رہو. These passions, the evil passions and desires, the person must restrain. They must not become dominant over him. Passions must be controlled. Good passions are good. غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نہ رہو. دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بھی خار ہو. میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو. میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو. phir dil ba faiz zikr mera pur bahar ho mere labon pe zikr tera bar bar ho phir dil ba faiz zikr mera pur bahar ho sajde mein sar ho chashm bhi yun ashk bar ho رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو On my lips, O Allah, I must repeatedly take your Mubarak name. And then by taking this Mubarak name of yours repeatedly, this repetition must create a spring in my heart, noor in my heart, enjoyment in my heart. I must get an enjoyment in this heart. I must really feel a kind of ecstasy and joy and happiness that I am being given the opportunity of taking your Mubarak name. And therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it easy for us. There are so many occasions that we can take Allah Ta'ala's name. With every action of ours there is some dua that you read before, after, simple little duas, and in there comes the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We say MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, Inna lillah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Before our wuzu, after the wuzu, before entering the toilet, after leaving the toilet, before eating, after eating, looking into the mirror, wearing clothes. Now all these occasions, all those little duas which we are taught, it is lights up the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our heart. پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو دل بھولنے سے تجھ کو بہت بے قرار ہو ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو دل بھولنے سے تجھ کو بہت بے قرار ہو ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو My beloved Allah, our hearts are restless. Once the compass needle moves away from the true north, then it goes on moving, shaking. When it finds the true north, then that's where it stops. Like that, the hearts also, they will not find qarar, they will not find tranquility, they will not find serenity in until there is a remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So he said, Dil bhoolne se tujhko bahut beqarar ho. In forgetting you, O Allah, my heart must become restless. My heart must become restless if I become negligent and forgetful. It means in whichever field of life, in whichever aspect of life, in whichever profession we may be, in whichever area we may be, it doesn't mean that we have to be making Subhanallah, Subhanallah all the time. Remembrance of Allah will mean that we are conscious, in our minds we are conscious that my Allah is watching. So therefore I must not do anything that is displeasing to my Allah Ta'ala. He is the one who has blessed me with my sight with which I am committing this haram. He is the one who has blessed me with my hearing with which I am listening to this music. He is the one who has blessed me with my tongue with which I am speaking lies, taking false oaths and qasams and engaging in other evil. He is the one who gave me the strength in the body. If he did not give me the strength and I was tied up to some hospital bed, strapped up with all the tubes running through the mouth and the nose and everywhere else, can the person commit zina? One asks that person who is strapped to the bed. We are not saying that that is an azab. It can be a great blessing from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for the sick person to elevate his status, to give him high stages in Jannah. That's a different issue. But I'm talking about those who are romantic people. Ask them when they are strapped to the hospital beds. One asks them that what do you want now? You want sehat, shifa, cure from your ailment, or do you want that illicit beloved of yours now? And see what they say. Why do they forget everything else that time and make Allah, Allah? So therefore we say, oh Allah, dil bhulan se tujhko bahut beqarar ho. Har ek gunah se mujhe ya rab firar ho. Yak lamha aasiyon mein na mera shumar ho. Har ek gunah se mujhe ya rab firar ho. Yak lamha aasiyon mein na mera shumar ho. Ya Allah, I must make firar, I must run far away from all kinds of sins, I must not go anywhere near sins. That is what this majlis of zikr is all about. The day we distance ourselves from sins and we get forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, see the difference in our lives. We will find such peace, such happiness, such sukoon, which the kings of the world don't know. Whether we got money in the pocket or we haven't got. Whether our clothes are beautiful or they are patched up clothes. Whether we live in palace or we live in a hut. Wherever that person is going to be. But if he is going to distance himself from haram. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tajalli and muhabbat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ishq and muhabbat will come into the heart. Then see what kind of sukoon the person gets. That person's life, as you have heard many times, shaahon ke saron par taaj gira se dard sa aksar rehta hai. Shaahon ke saron par taaj gira se dard sa aksar rehta hai. Aur ahle wafa ke seenon mein ek noor ka darya behta hai. The crowns on the heads of the kings, they give them a lot of pain and a headache. With all their palaces and gold mines and silver and their oil wells and everything else, just check their lives. Somebody go and live with them for a few days and see what kind of life they are leading. Restless. They can't go to sleep. They're afraid somebody might topple their government. Somebody might rain bombs on the kingdom. Shahon ke saron par taaje gira se dard sa aksar rehta. But if the person is a genuine, true Muslim king, there's nothing wrong. He can be a wali of Allah Ta'ala in his kingship also. There have been kings and rulers who were walis of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, this is going to be their condition. Aur ahle wafa ke seenon mein ek noor ka darya behta hai. If only they... Those who are ahle wafa, those who are Allah wala, not like us. If only we had the eyes to see into their hearts, the ocean of noor that is flowing in those hearts. That is what brings sukoon in their lives. So he says, not 1 minute also, Allah, must my name come amongst those who are your disobedient servants. How we don't like to be called drug addicts, or you don't want to be known as people who are hanging around with those people who are engaging in all kinds of vices and evils. Like that we say, oh Allah, distance us from all kinds of sins. Make us yours. And to conclude for tonight, we'll continue with this inshallah in the next majlis. Apne karam se bheek mujhe maghfirat ki de. Apne karam se bheek mujhe maghfirat ki de. Banda tera mehshar na me sharam saar ho. Banda tera mehshar me na ye sharam saar ho. Apne karam se bheek mujhe maghfirat ki de. Banda tera mehshar me na ye sharam saar ho. Ya Allah, people are going door to door and asking for some food, some clothing, some money. They're going begging around. Ya Allah, I too am a beggar before you. But what am I begging for, my beloved Allah, is your maghfirat, your forgiveness. I know that I am the most sinful one on the surface of this earth, my beloved Allah. But where else can I go for maghfirat and forgiveness besides your door? Which other door is there that I can tap? Those beggars, if they are chased from one home, they can still go to another. But oh my Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, then where do I go? So therefore give me my beloved Allah maghfirah. I am begging for maghfirah. And on the day of Qiyamah, my beloved Allah, don't cause any kind of embarrassment and shame and disgrace to come upon this servant and slave of yours. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the understanding of deen. Deen is a package. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, akhlaq, muamalat, muasharat, dealings, etiquette, moral, everything comes in. So this majlis is not everything, it is to create that desire, that love for Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so that we start practicing on all those things. May Allah give me the tawfiq of amal and you akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں My beloved Allah, everyone has taken off in this path of yours. Everyone is soaring high in the sky. Only I am left behind like a speck of dust on the ground. I don't seem to be taking off at all. I am like that leaf that is blown by the wind. It picks up a little from the ground and goes back onto the ground. Picks up a little and goes back onto the ground. Rahe talab mein sawar sab. And my beloved Allah, tere gulistan mein sab gul hai. Everyone, my beloved Allah, in your beautiful garden is a beautiful flower. The only one that is a thorn is myself. But what must the thorn do? If the thorn remains beneath the petals of that beautiful rose flower, then the day that that rose goes to the court of the king, the thorn will also go to the court of that king. So remain attached to those who are Ahle Wafa and Ahle Safa and Ahle Dil. So when they soar high, then we too may go up with them. A third class coach with the seats torn and the windows cracked and the screws loose and making all kinds of sounds and no air conditioning and no fan working, an extremely hot day. But if that third class coach is attached very, very firmly to the first class coach, then if that first class coach reaches Johannesburg or Cape Town or wherever it's going, that third class coach will also be there. It will reach the same destination. So we are third class coaches. We are thorns. That is the way to get there.
مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 او مائی اللہ یو نو بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا We can conceal, we can hide our sins from our neighbors, our parents, our families, our friends, our wives. We can hide from all of them. But can we hide from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? He sees directly into our hearts. Oh Allah, you know what the condition of my heart is. Guna me aluda ora. All the time nothing but soaked and immersed in sins is my heart. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے وی ڈونٹ نو ویدر ویل سی دا نیکسٹ سیکنڈ اور دا نیکسٹ ایئر اور دا نیکسٹ آور نو بڈی نوز سو دیئرفور وی کنسیڈر اٹ ٹو بی دا لاسٹ ڈے آف اور لائف
Therefore, my beloved Allah, put right my life now. How long am I going to remain disobedient? How long am I going to go in the path of sins and vices and evils? But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is very, very merciful, very forgiving, very kind, very, very generous, very tolerant. And Allah ta'ala is waiting for us to return. He is the only one who will accept us no matter how far we may have gone. There is nothing to lose hope. There is no such thing as despairing of the mercy of Allah ta'ala. He just wants us to take those first steps and then see how He picks us up. Many times you have heard that example of the child that is being taught how to walk. So the father or the mother keeps the arm open and leaves loose the child. When the child takes the first step and is about to fall, the father or the mother picks up that child. The mother grabs the child, hugs the child. Wow, my baby. What a great achievement in your life that you took one step. Doesn't allow the child to get hurt and injured. You think Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is the creator of that mercy in the heart of that mother, He will allow that person to fall and get hurt and injured, the person who is walking towards Him. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalalu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allah Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Rabbana Zalamna Anfusana, Wa Illam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna Lanakunanna Minal Khasirin. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate loving Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah, most generous, most kind, most tolerant Allah. My beloved Allah, we are begging of you, we have extended our begging bowls before you after taking your Mubarak name. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hai payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. My beloved Allah, we are not bragging about our sins, we are not justifying our sins. We are not advertising our sins. We are not broadcasting our sins. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed. We are ashamed. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Day and night we used your bounties for your disobedience. Day and night, my beloved Allah, we use your bounties for your very disobedience. Hum kitne namak haram hai. We eat the food provided by you. We breathe the air and the oxygen given by you. Ya Allah, we make use of all your bounties and then we use it for your disobedience. The great namat of sight for your disobedience. The great namat of hearing and speech for your disobedience. Our hands and feet for your disobedience. And how much of our wealth for your disobedience. How much of our mind and heart for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, we are therefore extending our begging bowls before you and seeking forgiveness of all the sins that we have committed in our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, my beloved Allah, whatever major sins or minor sins we committed, forgive them. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us, my beloved Allah, besides you. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But if you, my beloved Allah, have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins, if you have to reject us, where do we go? Which other door is there that we can tap? My beloved Allah, we have been informed by your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that something that most beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Therefore, my beloved Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters. Forgive our family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Overlook the shortcomings of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, open the doors of maghfirat for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Open the doors of mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, if you are going to look at our sins and our weaknesses, then we will be destroyed. Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem, my Allah. Hamare hal par raham farma, karam farma. اب گنہگار ہے سیاکار ہے بدکار ہے مجرم اور خطاکار ہے ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہے تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہا My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of the akhirah. My beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many brothers and sisters. There are so many whose parents are in hospitals. There are so many who have met up with accidents. There are so many undergoing operations, have undergone operations. Ya Allah, bless each and every one with mukammal shifa. دعا اور دوا میں اثر ہے ضرور مریضوں کی شفا لیکن دست خدا میں ہے یا اللہ there is effect in دعا and effect in دوا but the cure is in your hands we know that sometimes sicknesses, ailments, diseases for the pious and the righteous can be a mercy in disguise but my beloved Allah we are asking you to change the mercy of sickness into the mercy of good health Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy and jealousy. What have we done to our hearts, my beloved Allah? We have kept no place in our hearts for your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we have made garbage bags of our hearts. All types of dirt and filth we throw into our hearts, through our eyes and through our ears and through our mouths, my beloved Allah. And by our touching and by our walking, we are throwing all kinds of dirt into our hearts. Who is there to purify our hearts besides you? My beloved Allah, purify and clean our hearts. Hamara ban ja hame apna bana le. Become ours and make us yours, my beloved Allah. We have failed, my beloved Allah. We have tried, but we have failed. We do not have the strength, my beloved Allah, to remain steadfast in our tawbah. We make tawbah and break our tawbah within seconds, my Allah. Change the condition of our lives. Become ours and make us yours. Make us yours with your power of jazm. Draw us towards you, my Allah. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan cannot harm us in any way. If you make the decision, my beloved Allah, of khair for us tonight. Ya Allah, make a decision of khair. Change the condition of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے How long are we going to walk the path of sins, my Allah? How long are we going to remain disobedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How long are we going to engage in adultery and fornication and watching porn on the internet sites? And how long are we going to watch the filth on the television screens? And how long are we going to engage in other kinds of haram activities? How long are we going to pop drugs in our mouths? My beloved Allah, the time is going to come when we will have to depart from this world. Whether we like it or not, our soul will be extracted from every limb and every part of our body. Our tight-fitting clothes will be sliced with the scissors. Our rings will be removed, watches will be removed, glasses will be removed. The jewelry from around the necks of the women will be removed, their bangles will be removed. My beloved Allah, we will be moved backwards and forwards. The water of mayyat will be poured above our bodies. Our tongues will be able to wag no more. Our eyes will be able to see the haram no more. Our ears will be able to listen to the haram no more. Water of mayyat will be poured above our bodies. Before the water is poured above our body, my beloved Allah, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Before we are given the garment of kafan, which is a designerless garment, my Allah. No designer labels at all. Simple sheets we will be wrapped up in and moved away to our graves. Ya Allah, the light of the graves are going to be the good deeds and the good actions, which we have none to our credit. We are therefore asking you, my beloved Allah, to forgive us totally, to forgive us totally. Ya Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf karna. Protect us, my beloved Allah, from the azab of qabr and the azab of akhirat. Ya Allah, cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved companions, our mashayikh. My beloved Allah, don't test us. Don't test us in this world and in the akhirah. Mere Mawla, hum kamzor hai, hum zaif hai, hum natawa hai. Hamare hal par raham farma le, karam farma le. Tu raheem hai, tu kareem hai, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai. Mere Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Ya Allah, throughout the world, the ummah is suffering. In Palestine, Bosnia, Iraq, Afghanistan, Kashmir, India, Pakistan, Africa. My beloved Allah, Somalia, Sudan. Which part of the world the ummah is not suffering? Ya Allah, the enemies have all ganged up, criticizing, mocking, ridiculing, oppressing, tyrannizing. My beloved Allah, we know the major cause of the ummat's problem is ourselves. Lekin mere Allah, ummat ke hal par raham farma. My beloved Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much he loved the ummat, how dearly he loved the ummat, how much he cried for the ummat, how much he begged for the ummat, how much of sacrifices he made for the ummat. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much of sacrifices he made. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of the ummah around the globe. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Bless them with iman and Islam. But if it is not in their muqaddar because they have made up their minds that they will never accept Islam and they will continue with the tyranny, oppression, suppression, persecution, then, my beloved Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth. Send the gale force winds against them. Cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink. Ya Allah, create disaster in their lives. Mere Allah, remove them like the Aad and the Samud. آج بھی تو وہی خدا ہے جو بدر کا خدا تھا، آج بھی تو وہی خدا ہے جو احد کا خدا تھا. You are the same Allah that was in the battle of Trench. You are the same Allah that was at the time of Fateh Makkah. Ya Allah, you are the same Allah that was at the time of Hunain. You haven't gone weak. We have gone weak. Use your power and your qudrat, my beloved Allah, and change the condition of the ummah. Ya Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. So many are dying, my Allah, in cinemas, theatres, discos, rave clubs, prostitute quarters, popping drugs in their mouths, and all kinds of haram. My beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a state that you are displeased with us. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا، وہاں کے گلشنوں میں میرا بھی کوئی چمن ہوتا. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی، وہی جیتا وہی برتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا. But if it's not مقدر دے wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. یا اللہ تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما، مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما، جتنی بھی محنت دین کی ہو رہی ہے سب کو قبول فرما. Accept all the works of deen and bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in search of marriage partners, give them compatible pious marriage partners. Those who are in search of sustenance, bless them with halal risk and sustenance, halal employment. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who are in Umrah, bless them with a maqbool Umrah. Ya Allah, Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida, where Pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne 124,000 sahaba ke saath, with 124,000 companions, حجر اسود کو چوم کر کے جو مانگا تھا، رکن یمانی چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا، مطاف میں چل کر جو مانگا، میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا، and the duas that he made in the hatim and at the multazam when he attached himself, how much he cried for the ummah, and the duas that he made behind the muqam Ibrahim and after drinking zamzam on Safa and Marwa in Mina and in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, that sinless, masoom Nabi cried for the Ummat, cried for the Ummat. And the duas in Muzdalifah. Ya Allah, all the duas that he made, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the Ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the individual difficulties, hardships, pain, suffering and problem. Ya Allah, we cannot know everybody's difficulties, but you know each and every person who has raised his or her hand before you. What difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering, test, trial, sickness, disease they are experiencing. With your fazal, with your kindness and your ihsan, remove their pain, the suffering, the difficulties and hardship. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.